Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and if you're into chips, silicon, and the hardware that's actually powering the AI revolution, you are in exactly the right place. Huge thanks to our sponsors today. AIEDA, helping clients integrate AI into their workflows. Ago Consulting, that's Ago, providing silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SOO, and Zen Semiconductor, an AI and Silicon Venture Group building the processors and AI fabric behind modern data centers, with some seriously cool ventures like their Sierra RISC-V CPUs and Loom AI Fabric. All right, we've got a packed show today. Meta is hedging its GPU bets with a surprise AMD deal. TSMC just posted some jaw-dropping profit numbers. And there's a landmark $400 million financing deal that's changing how we think about AI chips as financial assets. Let's get into it. Okay, so first up, Meta and AMD. And I love this story because on the surface it sounds almost contradictory. Like, Meta just committed to deploying millions, and I mean millions, of NVIDIA GPUs, and then literally days later they turn around and sign an AI chip deal with AMD. So what's going on here? Is this a betrayal? A backup plan? Actually, I'd argue it's neither. It's just smart supply chain strategy, and it tells us a lot about where the big hyperscalers are headed. So let's set the scene. Meta has been on a massive infrastructure spending spree. We're talking about one of the largest AI compute buildouts in history. They've committed to NVIDIA's GPUs H100s and likely the next-gen Blackwell chips as the backbone of their AI training workloads. That makes sense. NVIDIA's hardware is still the gold standard for large-scale model training. CUDA is deeply embedded, the software ecosystem is mature, and if you're training billion-parameter models, you want the best. But here's the thing, when you're operating at Metascale, you cannot afford to be a single vendor shop. That's just risk management 101. Think about it like building a city's power grid. Sure, you might have one primary power source, but you'd be crazy not to have backup generators and alternative feeds. Because if something goes wrong with your primary supplier, whether that's supply constraints, pricing pressure, geopolitical issues, or just allocation problems, you need options. And NVIDIA's chips are notoriously hard to get right now. The demand is absolutely insane, and even the biggest companies in the world have had to wait in line. So Meta cozying up to AMD makes a lot of sense strategically. AMD has been working hard on their Instinct series of GPUs. The MI300X in particular has gotten some real traction. Their ROCm software stack has improved significantly, and more importantly, for certain workloads, particularly inference, AMD's hardware is genuinely competitive. Now, the details of this specific deal aren't fully public, so we don't know exactly what Meta is buying or at what scale. But the signal is loud and clear. Meta wants AMD in their ecosystem. And for AMD, this is huge. Landing Meta as a customer is a massive validation. It's like if you're a new restaurant and suddenly a Michelin star food critic gives you a thumbs up. Other customers start paying attention. It changes your credibility overnight. The broader implication here is that we're entering an era where the hyperscalers Meta, Google, Microsoft, Amazon are all actively working to reduce their dependence on any single chip vendor. They're building their own custom silicon, they're diversifying across NVIDIA and AMD, and they're pushing open ecosystems so they can switch more easily. That's a fundamental shift in the AI hardware landscape, and this Meta-AMD deal is a perfect example of it playing out in real time. All right, story two. And honestly, this one's kind of wild. TSMC just reported Q2 earnings and their profits surged 77% year over year. 77%. Let that sink in for a second. That is not a typo. And the reason? AI chip demand, pure and simple. So for those who might be newer to the show, let me give you a quick TSMC primer, because this company is absolutely central to everything we talk about here. TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, is the world's largest and most advanced contract chip manufacturer. They don't design chips, they make them for basically everyone. Apple, NVIDIA, AMD, Qualcomm, you name it. If a company designs a cutting-edge chip, there's a very good chance TSMC is the one actually fabricating it. Think of TSMC like the world's most sophisticated bakery. Companies like NVIDIA come in with their recipe, their chip design, and TSMC has the ovens, the ingredients, the precision equipment to actually bake that chip at scale. And right now, everyone wants TSMC's most advanced ovens, their 3-nanometer and 5-nanometer process nodes, because that's where the AI chips live. A 77% profit surge is extraordinary by any measure. For context, that's not revenue growth, that's profit. The bottom line, it means TSMC is not just selling more chips, they're selling them at premium margins. And that makes sense because AI chips are the most complex, most expensive chips they make. The yields are challenging, the process nodes are bleeding edge, and customers are willing to pay a premium because the demand for AI compute is so intense. TSMC has specifically called out AI as the primary driver of this growth. Their advanced packaging technology, CoWoS, which stands for Chip-on-Wafer-on-Substrate, is in particularly high demand because it's used to package the high-bandwidth memory together with the GPU dies in chips like NVIDIA's H100 and H200. And they are absolutely capacity-constrained on that packaging right now. The record profit numbers also tell us something important about the staying power of AI hardware demand. There's been a lot of debate. Is this a bubble? Is demand going to soften? And TSMC's numbers are like a temperature reading for the whole industry. When the foundry that makes the chips is posting record profits, it means orders are strong, capacity is booked out, and customers are paying full price. That's a healthy demand signal. Now, there is a flip side here, and this connects to the third TSMC story I want to touch on. Even with these incredible earnings, TSMC stock has been facing some new pressure. And this is where geopolitics comes roaring back into the conversation. TSMC is based in Taiwan, and the ongoing tension in the Taiwan Strait is always a background risk for investors. There's also the question of U.S. export controls, tariff pressures, and competitive dynamics as the U.S. and other countries try to build up their own domestic semiconductor capacity. So you've got this fascinating tension where the business has never been better, 77% profit growth is legitimately historic, but the external risk environment is creating uncertainty for investors. It's a reminder that in semiconductors, the technology story and the geopolitical story are completely intertwined. You cannot separate them. And that's something every engineer, investor, and executive in this space needs to keep front of mind. The expansion of TSMC's Arizona fab is relevant here too. The U.S. government, through the CHIPS Act, has been pushing hard to bring advanced semiconductor manufacturing stateside. And TSMC's Arizona facility is a big piece of that puzzle. It's not going to replace Taiwan's capacity anytime soon. We're talking about a years-long, multi-billion-dollar effort. But it's the beginning of a meaningful geographic diversification of where the world's most critical chips get made. All right. Let's shift gears to our last story. And this one is genuinely fascinating from a financial and hardware ecosystem perspective. A company called General Compute just closed a $400 million loan, and the collateral for that loan isn't real estate, it isn't equity, it isn't traditional financial assets, it's inference chips. And not NVIDIA GPUs this time. We're talking about specialized inference chips. This is being called a landmark deal, and I think that's the right word for it. Let me unpack what's happening here, because there are a few layers to this. First, what's an inference chip? So in the AI world, you have two major computational phases. Training is when you're building the model, feeding it data, adjusting weights, doing the heavy math that creates the intelligence. That's where your big beefy GPU shine. Inference is when you actually use the model when you ask ChatGPT a question, or when your phone recognizes your face, or when a recommendation algorithm decides what video to show you next. Inference is typically less compute intensive per operation, but happens at massive scale. There's been a growing class of chips specifically designed for inference workloads. Companies like Groq, Cerebras, and others have built hardware that's optimized for fast, efficient inference rather than the flexible general-purpose compute that GPUs provide. These chips can be dramatically more efficient for inference tasks, lower power consumption, lower latency, lower cost per query. And as AI models get deployed at scale, inference efficiency becomes incredibly important economically. Now here's where it gets interesting. Up until very recently, if you wanted to use AI chips as collateral for a loan, lenders basically only recognized NVIDIA GPUs. Why? Because NVIDIA GPUs have an established secondary market. There's liquidity. If a borrower defaults, the lender can repo the GPUs and sell them. The value is known and relatively stable. It's like using a well-known luxury car as collateral versus some experimental prototype vehicle. But this $400 million deal with General Compute changes that calculus. Lenders are now willing to recognize specialized inference chips as legitimate collateral. That's a big deal because it signals that the financial community is becoming more sophisticated about the AI hardware ecosystem. They're no longer treating it as a monolith where only NVIDIA matters. They're starting to understand that inference chips have real bankable value. And think about what this unlocks. If inference chips can be used as collateral, it becomes much easier for companies building inference infrastructure to raise debt capital. Instead of having to go raise equity and dilute shareholders, they can borrow against their chip assets. That's a much more capital-efficient way to scale. It's similar to how airlines can borrow against their aircraft. The planes are valuable, liquid-ish assets that lenders can understand and price. The fact that this deal specifically moved away from NVIDIA GPUs as collateral is also a meaningful signal. It suggests that lenders and financial institutions are starting to believe in the long-term viability of the broader AI chip ecosystem, not just NVIDIA's corner of it. When sophisticated financial players put $400 million on the line backed by non-NVIDIA chips, they're making a statement about where the industry is going. For general compute specifically, this kind of financing is a game changer. They can now scale their inference infrastructure much more aggressively without having to constantly go back to equity investors. And as demand for inference compute continues to grow, and it will, as more AI applications go into production, having that capital advantage could be the difference between winning and losing in what's becoming an incredibly competitive market. The broader takeaway here is that AI hardware is maturing as an asset class. We're moving from a world where chips were seen as disposable technology expenses to a world where they're recognized as durable, valuable, financeable assets. That's a significant evolution in how the market thinks about this hardware, and it's going to have real implications for how AI infrastructure gets built and financed going forward. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode. We covered Meta's smart chess move with AMD, TSMC's absolutely stunning 77% profit surge driven by AI chip demand, and the landmark $400 million inference chip financing deal that's reshaping how the financial world views AI hardware. There's never a dull moment in this industry, and I genuinely love that. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by AIEDA, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're not already subscribed, do yourself a favor and hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, and share this episode with someone who geeks out on chips and silicon as much as we do. You can find links and more details on everything we talked about today in the link in show notes. Until next time, keep building.